约翰三书，做长老的写信给亲爱的该犹，就是我诚心所爱的。亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大了。亲爱的兄弟啊，凡你像做客旅的弟兄所行的，都是忠心的。他们在教会面前证明了你的爱。你若配得过神，帮助他们往前行，这就好了。因他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取。所以我们应该接待这样的人，像我们与他们一同为真理做工。我曾略略地写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特肥不接待我们，所以我若去，必要提说他所行的事，就是他用恶言妄论了我们。还不以此为足，他自己不接待弟兄，有人愿意接待他也禁止，并且将接待弟兄的人赶出教会。亲爱的兄弟啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善。行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。迪米丢行善，有众人给他做见证，又有真理给他做见证，就是我们也给他做见证。你也知道我们的见证是真的。我原有许多事要写给你，却不愿意用笔墨写给你，但盼望快快地见你，我们就当面谈论。愿平安，愿你平安。众位朋友都问你安，请你替我按着姓名问众位朋友安。读经到此，愿主赐福听他话语的人。
我们这时候请陈英武牧师为我们证道，他的讲道题目是三个人物案例研究，也请牧师金生牧师为我们翻译。
Well, it's wonderful to be back to share with you God's word this morning.
早上能够回到你们当中来分享神的话语，实在是很美好。
Well, take a look at the picture here of Grace Church. If you have not been there, this is Upper East Coast Road there, opposite the Bedok Army Camp.
如果你还没有到过这个地方呢，这是基文堂主信长老会。这个它是在这个东部 Upper East Coast.
This is our 48th year.Of anniversary.
这是我们庆贺教会的48周年。
Well, we are coming of age.
我们有个年龄了。
Yeah, I just want to show you this picture because I want you to see that in the church there are so many people, isn't it?
我所以给你看这个照片呢，因为我要让你看到说，教会其实有很多人，不是吗？
But in the church there are different kind of people.
教会中有不同的人。
There is the good, the bad, the ugly.
有好有坏，有丑的。
And so, we will find these people in the church today.
我们也会在教会中找到这样子的人。
We want to look at the characteristics of different people in the book of 3 John this morning.
我们要在约翰三书看研究不同的人物。
And firstly, we will look at Gaius.He is the beloved brother in the early church.
我们首先要看这个人物该犹，他是在一个我们所一个亲爱的弟兄，在当时古时教会。
And then we will look at Diotrephes in verses 9-11. He loved to have the preeminence. He wants to put himself up always.
那么我们也要看一下这个人物，就叫这个丢特肥，丢特肥。他很喜欢高举自己，让自己能够昂首。
And then we will look at a person by the name of Demetrius in verses 12 to 14, a very good report from people about him.
那么我们也要看第三个人物，叫做迪米丢啊，他得到一个美好的见证。
Well, 3 John is a presentation of a glimpse into the life of the early church, especially the first century Christian church.
那么约翰三书让我们能够看到当时古代教会的这个一幅图画。
So we will see down here firstly.In 3 John chapter 1 and verse 1 down here, the Bible mentions of this man who is well beloved. This man Gaius was very well beloved by the Apostle John.
在这个约翰三书一章一节，他提到这个该犹这个人呢，他是约翰使徒约翰所疼爱的一个人，亲爱的一个人。
And you can see in 2 John.And verse 1 itself, the Bible mentions about the elder, didn't name him at all, but we know it is John the Apostle who wrote this particular book.
在约翰二书一章一节，他也提到一位长老，虽然没有举名，但是我们知道他就是使徒约翰。
The readers themselves would know this elder, who he is, who has written to them.
当时的读者，他们也必定晓得这个写信给他们的这位人啊，约翰使徒是谁。
We know that his name is not mentioned here because in those days there was a terrible persecution and they don't write their names at all.
他所以没有提到自己名字，是因为当时在那年代有一个很严重的一个逼迫，所以他们就不把自己名字写下去。
So let's dive into the book of 3 John now, shall we?
我们就来研究约翰三书。
Here was Gaius, a man who walked in the truth.
这里提到该犹，这个在真理中行的一个人。
He was a faithful man of God.
他是个神忠心的仆人。
He was a man who was a blessing to many people.
他成为许多人的祝福。
And here the Bible mentions Gaius was a person whom John loved very much.
在这里提到该犹这个人是约翰。
And you can see down here in verse 1 of 3 John, whom I love in the truth. And then in 2 John verse 1 also, whom I love in the truth.
在这两节，他提到这个该犹是我诚心，那边有加一句话说，他是在真理之人所爱的人。
And it teaches us one thing, the word of God binds people together. Believers in Christ, it binds us together.
这里提到他是真理之爱所爱的人呢，他就强调真理把我们这个拢在一起，把我们团结了。
That's why if I go to a different country, and then if I mix with the Christians, I can get so comfortable with them because the word of God binds us together.
比方说，如果我去另一个国家，那么我们在他们当中，我可以很舒适的在跟他们在一起，是因为真理把我们团结起来了。
And no matter what race you are, the word of God binds us together.
无论是哪一个种族，上帝的话就把我们团结起来。
No matter what culture you are, the word of God binds us together.
无论你的文化是哪一种。上帝的话就把我们团结起来。
Many years ago, when I was in India, we were so close together with the Indian brothers and sisters in Christ from India because of the word of God that binds us together.
在许多年前，我到印度传教的时候，我在跟那边的印度的弟兄和姐妹在一起的时候呢。
And when I,
这个上帝的话呢，就把我们团结起来。
And when I was in the U.S., when I was studying, I was very close with my fellow roommates because of the word of God that binds us together.
也因着上帝的话语，我这个到了美国去深造的时候，我就跟那边的美国的基督徒呢，能够在一起，是因为上帝的话把我们团结起来。
So I hope all of us down here, we all will be bound together Because of the word of God that we love, and we are all together in Christ and His word.
但愿我们在我们当中的你们，上帝的话呢，也能够把我们团结起来。
Then we want to take note down here that here was a man. The Bible mentions in verse 2 that the apostle John who said these words, "I wish above all things that you may prosper and you may be in good health, even as your soul prospers."
在约翰三书一章二节这里说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
John actually sent his greetings to Gaius and says, "I wish that you will prosper in your spiritual life." There's an understanding there.
约翰写了这封信给这个该犹，他祝福他，他呼吁他说，愿你的灵魂兴盛一样。
Many people use this particular verse here, verse 2, in the charismatic church especially, to say that, "I hope you will prosper in your health and your wealth." But that's not the interpretation here.
在许多的灵恩派的教会，他们也引用这一节来说，这里提到说，愿你兴盛。他们就提到说，兴盛所指的兴盛呢，就是指在健康、在财富那方面的兴盛。这不是，这里的这节不是这个意思。
John makes an analogy down here between the condition of our health and the condition of our soul. That's the analogy down here, the understanding here.
其实约翰是在这个比喻，就如我们身体健壮，他也希望说我们的灵魂健壮兴盛一样。
Our soul must be in touch with God, in tune with God, so that we can be prosperous, we can be healthy spiritually speaking.
我们的灵魂必须跟上帝有接触，好叫我们在灵性上，我们能够健壮，能够兴盛。
This is all about our spiritual condition, not about health and wealth.
这里提到注重的呢是我们的灵性，而不是我们的财富或是我们的身体健康。
Many years ago, in Grace Church,
在许多年前在基督堂
we did a survey with all our church members.
我们就跟我们的会友做出一个调查。
And the survey was, "Do you read your Bible at all?"
我们的这个调查呢，是问了一个问题：你有没有这个读你的圣经
？Do you read your Bible every day? And 90% of them says they don't read the Bible every day.
我们做出这个调查，问你有没有每一天读圣经？有98%的人说没有每一天读圣经。
What's the reason?
原因是什么
？They say they are busy.
他们说他们忙。
They say the Bible is boring.
他们说圣经无聊。
The Bible cannot be understood at all.
圣经啊，不能够理解圣经。
And some of them says they are not interested in reading the Bible.
有些人说读圣经他们不感兴趣。
That's the spiritual condition of my church at that time, many years ago.
在许多年前，我的教会的状况呢，就是这样子。
And I want to ask all of you down here, do you read your Bible every day or almost every day?
我在这里也要问大家一句话，你们这里的人是否有每天读圣经，或者是差不多每天读圣经？
And it determines our own spiritual life, our walk with God.
这也将决定我们的灵性如何，我们跟神的关系，这个同行如何。
There is also another story that I've heard about being prosperous in our spiritual life, and the story has to do with a very young man in the church.
我也听过一个故事，有讲到在灵性上的兴盛。这里这个故事呢，是牵涉到一个青年人。
He was able to memorize a lot of scripture.
他能够背诵很多的经文。
And he knows the Bible very well.
他也懂圣经懂得透彻。
Can you imagine he can memorize the whole of 119 Psalm? Psalm 119 is a very long chapter, you know? Psalm 119.
你可以想象吗？他可以背诵整个这个诗篇119篇，而诗篇119篇是个很长的一个篇章。
And he was asked to be involved in the church ministry.
他就被邀请来参与教会的侍奉。
So they gave him the task to collect offerings every Sunday.
因此他们就给他这个任务，每一个主日来收奉献。
And after collecting for a few months,
他收了
The people found out how come the offering bank, the money that is returned, is lesser today, this than this time. And they found out he was the one who has been taking money every Sunday from the offering collection. And he knows the Bible very well. Does it speak about ourselves? We know a lot about the Word of God, but we don't practice it at all. This is where I see Gaius was a different person. He was a person who is spiritual, and he was prosperous in the Lord in his relationship with him. Then the Bible tells us that here was a man who always walked in the truth. That means he lived in what the Bible teaches him. Here we have verses 3 and 4. The Bible tells us here that he walks in the truth. And in verse 4, my children walk in the truth. How wonderful it is to see a church like that. Here is a person who goes to church, I will put it that way. Live out his Christian life, our Christian life. Nothing is lip service only. All is seen in living out his or her Christian life. And people can look into the person's life and say, this is truly a Christian. This is truly a different person from the people of the world. One day there was a Muslim man. He came up to a Christian and says, he didn't know this guy is a Christian, but he came up to the man and says, I think you must be a Christian. And this Christian says, yes, I'm a Christian. He says, yo, that's why you look different. That's why you do things different. I've observed you. You're a different person. You know, beloved, today in the Christian church, we are taught so much the Word of God. We have access to the Word of God. Fantastic. And the teaching from the Word of God is so clear to all of us. Doctrines, theology, fantastic. We have it all today. When what happens, we have to have a life that is transformed and revolutionized in our lives. So our lives cannot be one that is filled with knowledge and only theoretical understanding of the Word of God. We have to live it out. We must walk in a way that is real and genuine, no phoniness at all, no concealment. People can look at us and say, yeah, this is a Christian in Jesus Christ. That's why I want to ask you to take a look at Gaius, because he's a fantastic example to follow. That's why you look down here, the Bible tells us that, you know, Whosoever doeth, beloved, thou doeth faithfully whatsoever thou doeth to the brethren and strangers. And then the people bore witness to all these things about Gaius. People can see it in his life. He's a different person.
所以在约翰三书一章五节这里说呢，你向做客这里，你向做客旅致弟兄所行的，那么在约翰三书一章六节，这里说他们在教会面前证明了你的爱，这个帮助他们往前行。所以你看到这个人是把他行出来，把神的话行出来的人。
Look at verses 7 to 8. It is mentioned down here that he does a lot of wonderful things for people in the Christian church.
你看三章，这个三书一章七节和八节，他为外邦人、为众人做了许多的事情。
And then there's a verse that mentions down here in Galatians 6:10 that if you have opportunity to do good to fellow Christians, do it always.
在加拉太书六章十节，这里说，有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。Good
example, Gaius, to all of us.
犹大这个该犹是一个美好的榜样和见证。So
if we are Christians in Jesus Christ in our church, let's be an example to fellow believers in Christ and to non-Christians also.
如果我们在基督，我们在主里面是个基督徒，让我们成为像 还没有信主的人，向教会的人 做一个好榜样。
And especially to fellow Christians in the church, let's be an example, let's help one another, pray for one another, and encourage one another.
让我们在，特别是在教会中，我们做一个好榜样，我们鼓励人，我们做一个好榜样。
And you can see that in the days of Gaius, people, the missionaries in those days, will come into the Christian's home and one example, Gaius will look after them and take care of them.
在古代的教会，那些宣教士呢，他们有时候就会来探望他们，该由就会来照顾他们，招待他们。And
Gaius used his resources to encourage these people and help these fellow Christians.
该由就用他有的资源来帮助他们，帮助这些宣教士。
This is what the Bible mentions to us in Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 to 41. It is mentioned down here that you must do good to fellow believers, right? Look at the passage itself down here. It tells us so.
In Galatians?
Matthew.
Matthew. 在马太福音十章四十节，这里提到说，我们必须向主内的弟兄或姐妹行善。 在马太福音四十章四十节跟四十一节
There are some people who don't tell you their problems at all in the church, isn't it so?
有些人他们不向主内的基督徒这个讲述他们所面对的问题
And therefore we have to be sensitive to these people.
因此我们对这些人呢要敏感
And here we see in verse 42 Whosoever gives drink to one of these little ones, a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple. Bible tells us, Jesus in fact quoting this, saying this verse here, he shall not lose his reward.
在马太福音十章四十节，这里说，无论何人，因为门徒的名，只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
So I encourage you to be a Gaius in the church, a Gaius that people can look at and say, he's a different person, but he's a helpful person in the church also.
我鼓励你要学习该由的榜样，做一个该由，好叫你在教会中能够成为的帮助，叫人能够说这个人很不一样。
Then let's look at the second person by the name of Diotrephes.
我们来看另一个人。 他的名字叫丢特肥。And
this fellow is a person who looks at himself and says, I'm a very important person, you know, in the church.
这个人呢，这个丢特肥，他看自己的时候呢，他就会跟自己讲说，我在教会是个重要人物。
This guy is actually a church leader. No, Diotrephes is a church leader. Oh, he was at that time.
Diotrephes 其实他在教会中，他是一名领袖，至少在那个时候他是一名领袖。
But he was not only a self-seeking person, he was a troublemaker in the church. That's a very sad thing if you have, you know, key leaders who are like that in the church.
但是他不只是个领袖，他是个制造麻烦的一个人。如果有这样子在教会中有这样子的人，真的是很麻烦。
The Bible tells us down here, he loves to have the preeminence among them. He loves to say, "Hey, look at me, lah. I'm very important, you know. I'm very important."
他在 yes， 他在教会中呢，他很喜欢告诉人说我很重要。他在教会中好为首的一个人。
And then he also spoke badly against people in the church. You know, fellow leaders in the church. He spoke badly against them.
他同时呢，也对那些其他的领袖们讲他们的坏话。
And you can see that in verse 11 down here.
在第十节，你可以看到。
Bible says, "Follow not that which is evil." This guy is doing that which is evil in the sight of God.
这个人，圣经吩咐我们说，不要效法恶，而这个人在教会中在作恶。
So here we want to take a look at this person. Here is where we see this guy with all his pride in him. He's full of pride down there. He loves to be first. He loves to be a popular figure.
这个人，他生命中充满着许多的骄傲，他很喜欢居首位他要赢得人的这个称赞。
Nobody can beat him at all.
没有人可以战败他。
Love reputation.
他很好这个爱好好的名誉。
And that's where the Bible mentions down here. This is what we call the pride of life.
这里就是圣经所提到的今生的骄傲。
Oh, that's a very dangerous thing, isn't it? The pride of life.
这个是个非常危险的事情，不是吗？
You know, many years ago, I conducted a wedding, but I had to do a rehearsal for this person. You know, he actually just graduated from the School of Medicine, so he just become a houseman, just a new doctor.
那么我在许多年前，我要为这个人举行这个婚礼。那么这个人呢，刚刚在医学上刚刚毕业，他是个小医生。我需要为他重复的带领这个彩排。
So what happened was that during the rehearsal，
在彩排的时候
，during the rehearsal， I conducted the rehearsal and I just used his name. I said， so and so， no Mr. nothing， no title at all。I just called the name of the person。
所以在这个彩排的时候呢，称呼他的名字的时候呢，我也没有给他什么名分，我就是这样子的直接称呼他的名字。
Then he stopped me halfway in the rehearsal, you know.
在彩排的时候，他就叫我停。
Then he says, Reverend Tan.
他说陈牧师
，Please address me as Doctor So and So.
他说，请你称呼我为某某某某医生。
Wow, he just graduated. No, a houseman only. You know.
他只是刚刚毕业，只是一个小医生。
So I told him, I cannot address you as Dr. So and So. I only address you after the wedding is over. Then after wedding, I introduce you as Dr. So and So. He says, No, I want to be addressed as Dr. So and So throughout the wedding.
那么我就跟他讲，我不可以在这个为你这个举行这个婚礼的时候呢，我不可以称呼你谁谁哪一个医生我只能够在婚礼之后我称呼你某某某某个医生，介绍你为什么什么医生。他说不要不可以我要在整个婚礼的举行中呢，我要你称呼我什么什么医生。
This is reputation, isn't it?
这是这个高举自己的名誉。
Jesus make himself of no reputation, but this guy want to be a reputation. Want to have reputation.
但是耶稣却使到自己损失了这个高尚的名誉，而这个人呢，他要高举自己的名誉。
So what happened was finally I says okay lah, I will address you as Dr. So and so.
那最后呢，我就跟他讲说好了，我就称呼你为某某某某医生。
So I during the whole ceremony after that I address him as Dr. So and so.
在这个婚礼的整个仪式中呢，我就称他为某某医生。
But you know, until today, I can't recognize his face in my mind. I can't remember his face anymore.
但是你懂吗？啊，到了今天为止呢，到了今天呢，我仍然记不起他的样貌是什么样貌的。
If I ever meet him, I don't know whether I conducted a wedding for him. I completely, the thing is just washed off from my mind about how he looked like. You know, I forgot.
那即使我在街上碰到他呢，我也不能够记得他的名字，是否我有没有为他举行过婚礼的仪式，他完全从我的这个记忆中呢消失掉了。
Pride is of the devil.
骄傲来自魔鬼。
That's where the Bible mentions in the book of Isaiah chapter 14.
这就是以赛亚书十四章十二节那边所说的。
You see in verse 13.Satan says, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this.
在这一节，魔鬼撒旦他说，我要这样子做，我要那样子做，我要这样子做。
And there you see in verse 14, I will ascend, I will do this. And then, yeah, that's what he mentions down here in verse 14.
在十四节，魔鬼撒旦就说，我要怎么的升高，我要怎么样的升高。
John says down here, do that which is good in verse 11.
但是约翰在第十一节他说呢，你要效法善。
I've always told my people there is nothing to boast about in our lives.
我常跟我的这个会友说，在我们人生中没有什么好夸的。
We are what we are by the grace of God today. Praise God.
我们今天成为何等人，是靠神的恩典。我们要赞美神。
If you are somebody in society, praise God. You come into the church, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we are.
如果你在社会中是一号人物，我们感谢神。但是来到教会呢，我们都是弟兄姐妹。
Don't let our hearts be lifted up and say, I'm somebody, and I want to be somebody in the church also.
我们不可高举我们自己，高举我们的心，说我们是某一个一号人物。
That's why I say the church have got the good, the bad, the ugly.
所以我说，在教会中有善的，有恶的，有丑的。
Somebody came to my church long time ago, and after attending only a few months in the church, he says, "Can I be a deacon in your church?"
有一个人参加了我们的教会。来到教会只是来了几个月后，他就告诉我说，我可不可以在教会中做执事。
Beloved, thank God for humble people in the church. Really thank God for them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们为这在教会中有谦卑的人感谢神。
I have doctors in my church, I have CEOs in my church, lawyers in my church, but they are all humble. Praise the Lord for them.
在我的教会中里面有这当中有些是做医生的，有些是做律师的，有些是做总裁的，但是他们都很谦卑，感谢神。
I have retirees in the church. I have people who are not working in the church. I have security guard in the church, taxi drivers in the church. Praise God, no need to boast at all.
在我们的教会中有退休人员，有驾得势的，有不同的人，但是。没有什么好夸的，我们赞美神。
Paul tells us in these verses in Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 to 3 that we must be like the Lord Jesus Christ. We are prisoners of the Lord and that, you know, we have to be humble always.
保罗在这里呼吁我们说，我们都是为主而被囚禁做了坐牢的人，我们做事我们要行事为人与蒙召的恩相称。
And then we see down here in this verse, so that we can keep the unity of the spirit of the church together.
在以弗所书四章三节，好叫我们能够彼此联络，保守圣灵所赐的合而为一。
Here is a picture of Moses.
这里 是摩西的一幅图画。
I always like this picture and this quotation here.
我很喜欢这幅图画，也很喜欢这里引用的一句话。
You can see he spent 40 years thinking he was a somebody because he was living in the prince, he was a prince of Egypt at that time.
他在四十年中，他摩西认为他是某一个一号人物。
Then for 40 years he was a nobody. He was living in the desert, in the desert of Midian.
但是他过了王宫的日子后，他接下来的四十年，他在这个沙漠里面，在旷野里面过活。他在四十年中发现说，他不是一个一号人物，他是个无人认识的人。
40 years later, he learned to be what God do with a nobody. God can do with a nobody. If we are humble, God can use us.
那么在接下来的四十年后，他发现说，在神的手中，他能够成为在神眼里是一个一号人物，被神使用。
And then the last one is this man, Demetrius.
最后呢，是讲到这个人啊。迪米丢这个人
，fantastic man, good report of everybody.
这个迪米丢是个美好的人，他得了好的见证。
Deacons have to be that way also, you know, good reports, you know, of everyone. That's what the Bible says.
这个做执事的也当这样子，人给你做见证的时候呢，会说你是个好见证。
So John recommend this man to Gaius and says, "Hey, Gaius is a man." Whom you should look at and says he is a tremendous example to all of us who are in the church.
所以这个约翰写了这封信，说该犹是个美好的人，他是我们好一个好榜样。
This is the type of people we want to see mostly in our church today.
我们希望在教会中能够看到多一点这样子的人。
And hopefully we can see that in your church.And always, not only in the English service, but in the Mandarin service also, we can see such people in the church.
我们愿意在教会中，不只是在英文部看到这样子的人，也能够在华文部看到这样子的人。
Let me just go to the end of the message, and the message is this question: How can I be a Gaius or a Demetrius in my church?
我们就来到这个最后的一个我要问的一个问题，我们。如何才能够成为教会中的该犹或迪米丢
？Firstly, we must know that we are placed in the church to be a blessing.
那首先我们要明白，上帝安置我们在他的教会中，是要叫我们能够成为别人的祝福。
See, the Bible mentions down here. John says, "I want to be with you. I want to write to you. I want to encourage you."
所以这个约翰写了给他。跟他讲说，我要写信给你，我要与你同在，我要跟你在一起。
Because there are such people in the church, the good people in the church.
因为在教会中有这样子的个好的人。
That's what we want to see ourselves to be in the church today.
我们也必定看我们自己，也看我也这样子的看待我们自己，要成为一个好的人。
So let's look at ourselves today.
让我们来看看我们自己。
No accident that we are in this church today.
我们在这间教会不是偶然的。
God has a purpose. We come here.
上帝把我们放在这里是有他的目的。
And we want to be a blessing to the church.
我们要成为教会人的祝福。
How can we be a blessing to the church? This is what I wanted to encourage you. Look for opportunity to be a blessing to somebody.
我们怎样才能够成为他人的祝福呢？今天我要呼吁你，你要找机会成为他人的祝福。
And this is the verse for all of us.That we look for opportunity and to help one another.
所以在加拉太书六章十节就是这样子讲，我们要找机会向众人行善，成为别人的祝福。
There's a story that was told. It's my closing story, of a church member of mine, and I thought that was a very wonderful thing he did for me. All right.
有一个基督徒在我教会中，我要讲这样子一个故事，他为我做了一个。美好的事情。
So this is looking out for opportunity to be a blessing to people, okay?
这是一个找机会成为别人祝福的一个例子。
He was supposed to be my roommate in the church camp because my wife couldn't come, so he was to be my roommate. He's a church member of mine.
他是我们教会的各会友，他本来因为我的太太不能够参加营会，所以他应该是在跟我共用一个房间。
So he came to Grace. He came to the ferry terminal and he said, "Hey, Reverend Tan, hey, Pastor, I want to give you this thing because I'm your roommate. I want to give you this thing. I look at it and then I saw it was a pair of earplugs."
所以他来到那个轮船的那个岸的时候呢，他就来找我。他说呢，牧师，我要给你一样东西。他就打开了，原来是一个能够塞住耳朵的一个东西。
So I was thinking, why did he want to give me a earplug for?
他为什么要给我一个 earplug, 一个能够塞住耳朵的这个东西呢？
Then he said, you know, Pastor, I snore really very loud, you know, at night when I sleep.
他就告诉我说，那因为呢，在晚上睡觉的时候呢，我会打鼾，打鼾的很大声。
I say, okay lah, never mind, I can take it. While people snore, I can take it at all. I can take it. But he say, never mind, you just take the pair.
他就说，人打鼾呢，我是能够忍受的。他说，你就拿着吧，我就拿着了。
Then the night came.
晚上到来。
Then I slept first, after that he slept.
我先睡，然后他才睡。
And he started to snore.
他就开始打鼾了。
And his snore became louder.
他打鼾的声音越来越大声。
And I couldn't believe it. It became so loud.
我真的是难以相信，他真的是很大声。
And I used the earplug, you know.
我就用了这个塞住耳朵的这个东西。
And still I can't sleep with the earplug.
塞住了耳朵后，我仍然不能够睡觉。
But that's what my example to you. Look for opportunity to do good to people in the church. Look out to be a blessing for you to them.
这是我给你这个例子，我们要找机会成为别人的祝福，要找机会。
Not only to pray, but in a practical way, do it with one another.
不只是为人祷告，而是为他人行出一些实际的帮助。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you for your word, Lord.
主，谢谢你给我们你的话。
And bless the word to the hearts of all the hearers this morning.
求你用你的话来祝福，在心中祝福我们。
Help us to be doers of your word.
帮助我们能够行道。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。